So if you have had that consciousness, there is no doubt about it. But the level of consciousness is found in the human being. And the topmost development of consciousness is to support. Therefore, we are happening to be people in general all over the world. But now you have the level of consciousness than the lower animals, birds, bees, beasts. Now you dare to learn that, so that you can awaken in your original consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness, then your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness moment. You have got already consciousness. Just like a child, a boy, has got consciousness, he is sent to school, college. He develops his consciousness. He can understand scientific truth. And then he becomes a very big man, a successful man. As there are such considerable time in the material world, similarly, the development of high consciousness is spiritual consciousness. That is called Krishna consciousness. A spiritual consciousness should be cultivated, first of all, understanding that we are all spiritual beings. We are not this material God. That we have to first of all understand. Within this material body, there is the spirit soul. And that spirit soul, out of ignorance, it is designing material sense gratification. Therefore, she has to transmigrate into different types of body. And as soon as we accept one material body, it doesn't matter whether it is a skin body or a dog body, it doesn't matter. Because the spirit soul has accepted this material body, he has to undergo the threefold miserable conditions of materiality. This is the problem. Therefore, Krishna advises that Mātrā Sparśā Sukhaṁ-Deha Śrī-Kṛṣṇa Sukha-Dukkhada. Our material understanding of pains and pleasures on account of this world. When the body heals, so we call it. When the body heals, very warm, we uncover. The covering and uncovering is due to seasonal changes. Therefore, this material world means changing always. It is called jagat. Jagat means always change. And account of the material world changing, we feel pain and pleasure on this material world. Krishna advises that Mātrā Sparśā Sukhaṁ-Deha Śrī-Kṛṣṇa Sukha-Dukkhada. The material pains and pleasures, they are on account of this body. But we are not this body, we are spirit soul. Our main business is how to elevate this soul to its original position of eternity. That is our soul. These things are very nicely explained in the book known as Bhagavad Gita. We are presenting this Bhagavad Gita as it is And we hold our class also in this house, daily in the morning. So we invite all ladies and gentlemen to come here and try to understand Bhagavad Gita. We have got this opportunity of human form of life. We can understand what I am, what you are. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. And spirit soul, we are all eternal, Jishu, and cognizant. But on account of this material poverty, we are suffering the material condition, threefold, lying some miserable life. It is very difficult, little. But this is the problem. We have to understand it, otherwise we are missing the opportunity of this human life. If we neglect, then we are just like animals. The animals have no concern to understand this philosophy of life, that I am not this body, I am this soul. I am engaged somehow or other. I have to get out of this entanglement and be again reinstalled in my original consciousness and be happy and in eternal life, blissful life and full of knowledge. This is the problem. But people have become so dull and restless that they do not even care to understand this philosophy of life, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Actually, even one's daily life, one can understand that he is different from this body. Just like every one of us, we have a child's body, a boy's body, a youth body. Now I am old man, but I can remember that I have a body, a small body, lady's body. I remember personally, when I was 6 months old, I was lying down on my elder sister's lap. She was knitting. I still remember. So, then I got another body, another body, another body. And according to development of body, I have different consciousness. Just like child consciousness is different from the father's consciousness. So we are actually getting different types of body every moment. And the consciousness is changed also according to the body. This is a fact. But I remember that I had such and such body. I was doing such foolish things when I was a child. All these things I remember. Therefore, I, the person, the soul, is existing, although the bodies are not existing. This is the fact. Those bodies, my childhood body, my boyhood body, my youth body, they are no longer existing. It is a fact. I got now a different body. But I remember that I possess such and such body. Therefore, the conclusion is that in spite of change of body, the spirit soul remains the same. Similarly, when I shall change this body, I shall get another tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti. That is called transmigration of the soul. But unfortunately, there is no education on the spiritual knowledge in any school, college. Although there are books, they can read, they can understand the constitution, position of the soul, but there is no arrangement. Perhaps this superconsciousness movement is the only institution which is teaching people that he is not this body, his spirit soul, is different from body, and is transmigrating from one body to another. bartender. Actually, this city soul has no bartender. Majority in your Deva Kodasi. This city soul is eternal. It does not take birth. How to die. The body is changing. The change of the body is known as birth and death. We are eternal. Therefore, nobody wants to die. Because he is eternal by constitution. He doesn't like to change. But he is forced to change by some power. That is understand. That I do not wish to die. What is that for? That obliges me to accept death. I do not wish to become old man. But there is a power which is forcing me to accept old age. This is the problem. Unfortunately, we have given up the real problem of life. We are very much embarrassed with the temporary existence of this body, say for some years, 50 years, 100 years. But as we are eternal, we are not taking care of the eternal soul, what is it means. But when a person is lost, his spiritual consciousness automatically develops. At that time, he is no more satisfied with the comforts of the material world. In the Western country, that feeling is now very prominent because there are so many confused, frustrated young men who are known as hippies. They are not satisfied with the ways of life as their fathers and grandfathers are doing. They are protesting them. That means there is spiritual starvation. Therefore, we see also, as soon as some Swami, a yogi, comes from India, they flock together. They go there to receive some message. Because the hankering is already there. Athata Brahma Jidhana. Now, you should take advantage of this hankering and the movement of Krishna consciousness. That is for your problem. You want something spiritual, and here is the spiritual movement, Krishna consciousness. Simply, you have to study this movement very carefully and with intelligence, then you understand that this is the thing we are hankering after. This is what. So, we are opening centers all over the world. In America, we have got about 50 centers, and in Europe, we have got about half a dozen or more than a dozen centers, including France, Germany, Amsterdam, England, Ireland, Scotland. So, this is a new center opened by us. This house has been very kindly given to us by George Harrison. He's a nice boy. He's taking to Krishna consciousness. So, we have got good facilities now to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement. So, we can simply request you to take advantage of this center. We are not charging anything. We haven't got to pay anything. You should come in the morning and take class with us. We hold class. We are engaged 24 hours in this temple. But especially, we hold class in the morning from 10 to 8. And other classes, other sleep also. We pass on 6 times out of 3, 4. We have got 24 hours engagement. So at any time, you can come. We have got books. Our program is for publishing 60 books. Now, we have already published about 20 books, big books, 400 pages. So if you understand, if you want to understand this movement through philosophy, science, and good logic, argument, where was sufficient God to come into Sahaja Krishna consciousness movement is important. But suppose we are not interested in reading, or we cannot read, cannot understand philosophy, we have got a very simple method, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So either you become a scholar or you become an ordinary man, you can take advantage of this moment. And there is no need of qualifying yourself. You don't say that first of all you qualify yourself, then come here. No. Any condition. Even a child can take part. If you come here, you see, when Kirtan goes on, even small children, they have to take part. It is so nice moment. And by taking part in this moment, automatically you feel some ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy. Then you begin to dance. We don't ask you to dance, but the chanter automatically dances. These are the spiritual significance of this moment. And anyone is invited, there is no restriction for any class, creed and color, because God is one. And everyone, according to our pleasure, every living entity, as I have already explained, 8,400,000 different forms of living entity. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, says that I am the seed giving power of all living. So we are no discriminator between even man or animal. Animals are also accepted as the sons of the Supreme. But they are differently dressed. We are simply changing dress. And account of changing dress, we think that we are dying and taking bath. Bathansis in Nani the Kavyana. Just this bath we are discussing this morning. So, our living entity are sons of God, Krishna. Therefore, those who are advancing Krishna consciousness, they are called Pandita. Learn. Pandita Samadarshan. A Pandit sees equally everyone. Vidyavinaya Sampanni, Brahmani, Garihastini, Sumi Kirta Sapati, Pandita Samadarshan. Very funny. When we can see, that is actually spiritual existence. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotati Natantati. Samastharvesu Bhutesi Madhva Tiravati Para. A devotee acquires all these qualifications. He acquires such qualifications, he understands that he is not this material God, but his spirit soul. That person is present, Brahma Bhuta. And the symptoms of that condition of life, that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. Nasodati Natantati, that in that position, for material gain or loss is not interest. It is not that a Brahma Bhuta, a spiritually realized person, if he all of a sudden, that we have got all of a sudden this nice house, it is 220,000 pound worth, we will do not expect to get such a nice house or such money. But sometimes it comes. Actually, we are maintaining such 100 centers. But they have been given by the Father. Krishna said. So, because we have got such nice house, not that we have got this house. Of course, we are very much pleased because we are now able to accommodate Krishna. We have installed a deity and come back to temple worship. That way we are happy. But not from material part of it. Now we have got 9,000. No. We can lie down on the street. So, not Dan Sati, but Krishna came for the facility of our business. If not good sense, I'm happy. That's a fact. Although we did not endeavor for constructing this house, or so many other houses, but Krishna sends us money, Krishna sends us the means how to have nice house, how to accommodate the devotees nicely, how to have nice cars also, nice food, everything. There is no scarcity. Don't think that Krishna taunts us people. We have no business. We are not professional men. Still, we are living better than any ordinary man. That is Krishna's grace. Krishna says, Tesham Satadhi Jukkanam Yogakshinam Bhaham. He knows, that's why the Bhala knows, the innocent child means, the small child, innocent child, simply dependent on the father, or mother. The father and mother know what this child requires now for his comfort. So father and mother supply. He is who depends on Krishna because he is the supreme power, fully. Then all your needs, he is already supplying all the needs of your life. He goes to Bhagavan Vidadati Kama. That is the distinction between God and ordinary. There are, God is also a living being like you and me. He is also a person. As you are a person, I am a person. But the difference is that one person is providing all the necessities of unlimited persons. And we are limited persons, we are dependent on God. This is our reality. Another philosophy is that everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to us. That's a fact. Therefore, as sons of God, everyone has got the right to use Bharat's property. But he should not take more than he needs. That is also. If one takes more than what he needs, then he becomes a king. So similarly, we can live very comfortably on this planet, because this planet belongs to God, we should not designate ourselves as Englishman, as American, as Indian, as African, and fight amongst themselves. We should always know that we are sons of God. The property is God. We can choose whatever we need by the grace of God. The supply is there. There is no question of scarcity, and that save your time, be peaceful, and chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
If you have any questions, you can post it now about the subject matter of today's lecture by Srila Prabhupada. Anyone has any questions about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness or our lives in the Krishna consciousness movement, you can ask them at this time. Anybody else, if you have anything you'd like to know?
We heard some very interesting things about it. I mean, Sri Prabhupada said something, which is very fundamental, and that is that one couldn't take more than one needs. I'd like to ask you, how, in your philosophy, you discovered this level of people who have been teaching.
The gentleman was commenting that you mentioned in your lecture, one should not take more than we need. How have we determined how much an individual needs?
That is not very difficult. Suppose you are eating, you can eat what you can digest. That you know yourself how much you can eat. But if after eating, you take a bunch of food for stopping at home, that is not enough. You eat as much as you like. So your needs you can know. You You haven't got to take him better. What do you mean?
That's his mother. Who is only one's mother? Well, the very right. Far more than one's mother. What God will be in need of materials, of raw materials, these are far more important.
Is that food is only one need of a living being. There are many other needs in today's society.
No, you have got only four needs. You want food, you want shelter, you want self-satisfaction, and you want defense. That's all. I don't need that one. These needs are there in the animals. They also eat, they also sleep, they have also set life, and they also defend in their own way. So you need these four things, so you can arrange for these four things, but that's the starting. People are increasing their means artificially, therefore they are in trouble. As soon as there is accumulation of more things. If you accumulate more than your need, I also need it to accumulate more than my need. There is competition. That competition is going on. And that is the problem of war. Those who are aware of the history, the two big wars in Europe were started by German people. Because they are very much envious of the English people. The Germans, they could not do business throughout the whole British Empire. You know, Indians. So they are very much envious of the British people, and therefore they started two big wars, one war. So if you collect more, now the British Empire is finished. If we collect more, if we want to acquire more, then others become jealous. And in this way, our jealousy increase, and that is the cause of war. That is the cause of war. But if you are satisfied with your minimum or maximum need, nor will you be jealous. Just like an elephant is eating a kilo of foodstuff at a time. We cannot eat a root, 1 foot kilo. But we are not envious of the elephant because we know he needs to eat so much. Neither the elephant is envious to us. So whatever you need, you can collect, you can eat. But don't take more. Then, according to the God's law, you become sinner. You are punishable. That is God's law.
Philosophically,
sir,
what
the problem is, how do you
try what
you need
to
do? You wouldn't do it fairly enough.
You
wouldn't
know
philosophically how we decide what man needs are.
It doesn't require much
philosophy. It is a common sense. You eat, I eat. It is a common sense. So I must eat what I need, and you must eat what you need. That's not a very big philosophical problem. Everyone knows what he needs. But don't eat more. Suppose I can eat so much, and if I eat more, then I get indigent. That is the punishment of the laws of nature. I get dysentery. Then I have to starve for 3 days because I have eaten more. So, Guptahara Vihara to Jogo Bhavati Siddhita, in Bhagavad Gita. It is said, if you want to be a yogi or spiritual, you should not take more than what you can digest personally. That's dukkha. You can satisfy your hunger. But according to yogi principle, from health point of view, even if you can eat so much, you can understand that I can eat so much. He should not eat the whole thing. He should eat half. And one fourth is a filler with water. And one fourth you should leave vacant, so that there are many ventilation. Your digestion will be easily done. This is Ayurvedic law. Even if you think that you can eat so much, you should not voluntarily eat so much. You should eat half. And one fourth you should fill up with water. And one fourth you should eat vegan, but air ventilation. Then there will be no disease. It is hygienic control. But as soon as you eat more than what you can digest, you become diseased. That means you are punished. Similarly, in every action, you can have your four times as you need, but don't take more. Then it is helpful to Krishna consciousness.
The gentleman asked, how do we apply
the international? It is an international society. We are picking up men of this mentality. Not that the whole world will be forward, that we do not accept. But there are men all over the world who like this moment. Therefore we say international society. And actually it is like this. We are picking up our devotees from all parts of the world. So therefore it is internal. Hare
Krishna. Any other questions?
All right. Please, Hare Krishna. Thank you.